WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The water line that broke in Benton Harbor on Wednesday, causing 70% of the community to lose water service, has been repaired, and the water is back on. City crews began refilling the system on Thursday afternoon. Berrien County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us the city is asking residents to continue only drinking bottled water.
Residents should still be using bottled water for consumption. That's with cooking or drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, even washing dishes or rinsing foods, and when mixing powdered infant formula. Even after the water is restored to the city's pipes, though, residents should be using bottled water as they continue to be under a bottled water advisory.
As the system is brought back to full pressure, residents are asked to turn on the cold water in their bathtubs to flush their pipes. The water that will come out will initially be dirty and may have particulate. Conrad says the city has to do testing on the water to determine if it's safe before anyone will be advised to use it. They will tell residents when that is the case. The city notes when the water system is filled, it may take some time before the water reaches all customers. Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Muhammad and the head of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy spoke to the State House Oversight Committee on Thursday about the problem of lead in the Benton Harbor water system. Committee Chair Steve Johnson says the issue wasn't broadly known to state lawmakers until recently, even though it's been known locally for about 3 years.
The Department of Environment, Great Lakes Environment, admitted today for the first time that the water in Benton Harbor is unsafe to drink. Now, nothing has changed in the last 3 years, and yet now is the first time that they're publicly telling the residents it's not safe to drink. We want to know why it took them so long.
Johnson said he was surprised to learn Mayor Muhammad requested money from Eagle to fix lead lines back in 2019. It'll take about $30 million to replace lead lines around the community. The state and the EPA have secured all but $11 million. The loss of federal unemployment benefits from the COVID-19 pandemic did not result in a lot of people re-entering the workforce. Al Pashoka of Conexus.
I know there was a lot of talk out there that, hey, once these end, people are going to all come back to work. It's led to kind of a stabilizing of the state workforce, but we've not seen a big influx of folks that are coming back to work. So we're still down about 200,000, a little over 200,000.
Pashoka says there are plenty of jobs open in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties.
Job openings from pre-COVID to today are up 91%. 91%. So that there's just a ton of opportunities out there.
Conexus also says the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in likely permanent changes to the leisure and hospitality sector of the economy, as 38% of former employees would not consider going back to it. Surveys have found customer behavior becoming abhorrent and abusive post-COVID-19 as a top reason people are leaving those jobs. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners is discussing how best to spend federal ARPA dollars coming into the community. Speaking at a Thursday meeting, Commissioner John Hinkleman said the Finance Committee has talked with staff and determined the funds should go first into an interest-bearing account.
It is $15 million of ARPA funds. She checked with 8 banks. The best bank that she came up with was an account that where the money can flow in and out of the account, and it's 0.35 of 1% interest that can be earned on that money.
Hinkleman noted the county can spend interest the dollars generate. The COVID-19 funds must be used in certain ways. The county board was previously told the ARPA law allows for the county to mitigate income losses and help nonprofits, essential workers, and affected industries. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has honored Judge John DeWayne about a week after his passing. During Thursday's meeting, Commissioner Ezra Scott read the honorary resolution, noting DeWayne served as a circuit court judge from 2008 to 2015, and then as corporate counsel and a special counsel to the county board.
Whereas, sadly, the Honorable John Edward DeWayne passed away on October 14th, 2021. Now, therefore, be it hereby resolved that the Berrien County Board of Commissioners deems it appropriate to honor the Honorable John Edward DeWayne for the great man, attorney, and community member that he was, and express their deepest sympathy to his family.
The resolution goes on to say DeWayne's life, actions, and contributions reflect most favorably upon himself, his family, Berrien County, the state of Michigan, and the United States of America. It ends with, Go Blue. October is Infant Safe Sleep Awareness Month, and parents are being reminded how to keep their sleeping babies safe. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Infant Safe Sleep Coordinator Colleen Nelson tells us There are some basic guidelines that should be followed.
The recommendations are that babies should be placed on their back to sleep in a crib, bassinet, or pack and play. And that crib, bassinet, or pack and play should have a firm mattress with a tightly fitted sheet. And then we want to make sure that baby's sleep area is clutter-free, so no pillows, blanket, or toys.
An average of 146 infants die in their sleep in Michigan every year. Nelson says many of them are due to suffocation. One mistake she says people make is falling asleep while holding the baby. She also recommends parents of babies look up safety information for products that they buy for their infants. You can learn more at michigan.gov/safesleep. MSU's Residential Services Department has already asked 132 full-time employees to work 8 extra hours a week, but it's apparently not enough. An email sent to faculty at Michigan State University is asking them to volunteer at dining halls without extra pay because there aren't enough student workers. About 4,000 students typically work in dining halls, but only 1,200 were employed at the end of September. MSU spokesperson Kat Cooper explains why older workers are missing in action.
The same challenges that have hit the hospitality industry have hit us, in that about 50% of our full-time team members in this area were eligible to retire. And when COVID hit, some of them, you know, said, I don't want to deal with this. I'm in a higher age range. I don't want to put myself at risk. And so they made different decisions about their employment.
Starting pay was recently raised from $12 to $15 an hour. Cooper said MSU is competing with local businesses for workers. Download the Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.